Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. This is a QPC, a quick parent chat. Okay, it means it's not a regular episode, but it's a good one. Today I want to talk about the fact that all of these kids do not have internet. Okay, I think a lot of these schools and teachers give work today because one, they don't have to print out forms. Two, they don't have to keep track of worksheets. And three, digital is just more efficient for them. But what about those kids who do not have computers, do not have access to Wi-Fi, and those homes where they're really just stretched and you keep giving them online work? There has to be an alternate for families who do not have internet, who do not have access to laptops and electronics. Teachers should still provide paper assignments. Internet for my home personally is $60 per month. Okay? $60 per month at the beginning of the month after I paid rent. Okay? That's a lot. That's a lot. But I make sure I can pay it because I work from home. Right? Most homes are calculated to a T, meaning they know how many people in the home, they know how much food to buy, they know how many days they're going to have to make sure these kids have lunch money or have lunch food to take to school or have something to eat. So I think putting the stress of families having Wi-Fi or internet for kid assignments when they could just print off the paperwork, because they really don't give kids homework like I got homework. Just do it. Just do it. Internet Wi-Fi can be found in libraries, bookstores, Walmart, and other service places. But most parents, if there's a two-parent home, they work different schedules. And most parents cannot get up and go to the library before the library closes at 6. Most parents cannot get up and go to a Barnes & Noble because affordability-wise, most Barnes & Nobles are not in communities who are middle class or poor. Most Barnes and Nobles who have free internet are in more expensive. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me, or support the people who support me, can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting, tips, or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. Areas. Let's just be honest, okay? So where you think kids can access internet if they don't have it at home is still not going to work for a lot of families. I will also like to say this, that homework time does not exist for a lot of families because of how their work schedule is. Some kids go to after school at daycares until their parents get off of work, probably around 6 something. And if they don't do their homework at the aftercare, they have a limited amount of time to do their homework at night. And most parents need an hour to wind down, cook dinner, get these kids cleaned up in a shower or bath, and then do homework. Like, that's a very stressful day. So you have to keep that in mind. If they have paperwork, they could get that paperwork done at aftercare. If they have paperwork, they could get that paperwork done with someone else's help. But it's not a real logical thing to say, okay, in aftercare with 30 kids to a room that are talking and playing, that kids can focus and do their homework at aftercare. It's not logical at all. There is still a lot of people who do not have access to internet. A lot of parents who don't want kids online exposed to the internet. I think that is also a courtesy, where if you don't want your kids on the internet, give those kids paperwork, homework. 1.3 billion children aged 3 to 17 have no internet access. I need people to stop acting like all families have internet, because that is incorrect. And as a parent, if you do not provide each kid with a laptop with built-in internet, in my opinion, do not expect that child to have access to internet, especially when it comes to public school. It's just not fair. But that is my quick parent chat. Thank you so much for checking out this quick bonus today. I appreciate every listen, every share. Continue to be the best parent you can be. Continue to guide these children, because we want them to be better than we were. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.